To Inishmore now, Snahilla an Oran, and it's one of those bucket list destinations in Ireland. It's also home to more than 800 people. And the good news from Winsor Inishmore, and I'm told around a quarter of a million visitors who arrive on the island every year, the good news is that Inishmore is to get a new visitor centre. And to tell us more, it's good morning to Cathy Nihil, Bainisteoir Comhairle Forbartha Oran. Cathy, Aberling, a quarter of a million visitors a year to Inishmore, is that for real?
It is indeed on you yet. Well, it's a guesstimate. We don't have exact figures, but we in the region of 250,000 tourists visit our lovely island every year.
And there's around 800 of you living there?
There is indeed, yes. The hardcore islanders here all year round. Just about 800 of us, yeah, full-time residents.
So talk to me about the impact all that tourism has on the island, for good and bad, and the difference this new visitor centre will make. There was an old one, wasn't there?
There was indeed, Anya, which closed about a year before the economic downturn. It closed for refurbishment, and Udaras na Gaeltachta, who I'd like to thank for the work they've done in getting this funding through for us, it closed just pre-2008, and then the government and Udaras ran out of funding and couldn't continue the refurbishments, and it stayed closed since until this wonderful news now that we've gotten. We're absolutely delighted that this funding has been granted. We've been quite a number of years lobbying, as we know there is such a need for this type of centre for the island of Inishmore. Any of you that have visited, you'd know it's a beautiful destination with the most amazing scenic views and historical sites. But all of them are outside, naturally. So we needed a venue, an indoor venue, to actually tell the story of Aran, and a place that visitors can get in and discover Aran on a wet day, and we hope on every day. Mm-hmm. So we're delighted that this has been announced. Now, Anya, you asked about the impact of tourism. Tourism is so important to the island. Without it, it's our economic mainstay, really, and it's we appreciate every tourist that arrives on our shores. Of course, there's, you know, some, you wouldn't call it negative impacts, but it does put pressure on the infrastructure. It puts pressure on our services, which we try to improve each year, and this is another step in improving services, having this venue on the island and this interpretive centre.
And the thing I like, Cathy, if what I'm reading about this new visitor centre is right, is that it's not just about, you know, the Inishmore of the past, the Oran of the past. It's about the way you live there now too.
Absolutely. And what we found, even with the previous centre, was that visitors are fascinated about, you know, they're intrigued about the culture and the history, but they're fascinated about how we actually live here at the moment. And I suppose island life is such a different to those that aren't living on an island.
What do you do if you're going to have a baby, for instance?
See, that's one of the main questions we get, you know. What do? You pray you don't go early, as some of us did from personal experience. and I was emergency off the island. So you hope you don't go early. But, you know, we have great services. We have a great RNI service. We have a great medical services here. And a helicopter service, which is an absolute lifeline to the island. So our medical services are very good, and we could be landed at Galway Hospital before someone from some regions of the county, you know, so we're very lucky in that. But again, there is the worry if the weather is extremely bad, if the helicopter can't fly, you know, there's that constant extra anxiety of living on an island. And people are fascinated by that, and how do you get goods in and how do you get cars in, etc. But this centre will be, it's a huge, I suppose, positive recognition from Fáilte Ireland and commitment to the importance of tourism to the Aran Islands. And again, I want to mention Udaras na Gaeltachta and commend them for their commitment and getting this funding through for us. And we're really, really excited. And I suppose, Anya, what we're hoping is what we want, that will be an all-year-round venue, and not just for tourists, but also for the islanders, that we can use during the winter and have activities and events in it, which is really, really important, that it's a venue for all year round for both tourist and islander.
You're putting the longing on me, Cathy. We'd all wish we were there right now. But anyhow, thank you so much and good luck with that. And let's hope that visitor centre is open soon. Cathy Ní Gaoil, a bhí an Bainisteoir Comhairle Forbartha Éireann Ón Inis Mór.